This is listener-supported WRFI Community Radio. I'm Michael Memis. The pandemic is slowing down, and there are a lot of different strategies to help businesses and the overall economy recover. Natalie Bernoski is the director of Tompkins County's Workforce Development Board. On June 24th, she gave a presentation to a county legislature committee on what the workforce in the county will look like over the summer and beyond.
Hello, everyone. How good to see you on screen and even better.
Bernoski touted Tompkins County's 75% vaccination rate among those 18 or older, the highest in the state. She also highlighted the unemployment rate. At just 3.6%, it's the second lowest of counties in the state. Unemployment claims are still up in Tompkins County. There are about 100 to 150 now, compared to around 30 to 40 pre-pandemic. The Workforce Development Board has launched a partnership with Ithaca Area Economic Development and TC3 to develop a new pathway for entry-level manufacturing jobs.
You are learning with a structured curriculum, and you are getting paid to work in that occupation at the same time.
Bernoski noted there was a big healthcare worker shortage. The Workforce Development Board is working closely with Cayuga Medical Center to organize a healthcare career expo. This will take place at Ithaca College during the week of Thanksgiving. Bernoski also touched on the application shortages businesses are experiencing. She says the development board gave the Ithaca Marriott Downtown some unconventional advice.
We said turn no one away. Everyone is employable. Get out that stack of resumes and have a second look.
Which apparently helped to address the Marriott's employment gap. Enhanced unemployment benefits are theorized to be one of the reasons why traditionally low-wage industries are struggling to fill positions. Those benefits will be in place until Labor Day. The Workforce Development Board will be monitoring for changes in the workforce around that time. Today, a chance of showers, then likely thunderstorms, highs in the low 90s. Tonight, a chance of thunderstorms, then partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. You can listen to this and all of WRFI's news content wherever you get your podcasts. This is WRFI News.